ईजिएस्ट वे टू रीच कृष्णा इज इट भक्ति और सेवा. भक्ति एंड सेवा आर नॉट सेपरेटेड. श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेट भक्ति एज डिवोशनल सर्विस. बाय सेवा व्हाट डू यू मीन एग्जैक्टली?
सेवा मीन्स ऑफरिंग
ओके. सो भक्ति इज इंटरनल, सेवा इज एक्सटर्नल. सो बोथ हैव टू गो टुगेदर. तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मां अनुस्मर युद्धे च मयि अर्पित मनोबुद्धिर् मामेवैष्यस्य संशयः. Krishna says, always remember me and engage in your prescribed duty. So at different times in our life, we may be able to do one more than the other. Sometimes our mind may just be too distracted, but at least physically keep doing things. Physically keep doing things. So, kāyena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyair api yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvātma shuddhaye. That Krishna says that with the senses, with the mind, with the intelligence, with the mind, intelligence, body, and even the senses engage in devotional service. So different acharyas explain this kevalair indriya in two different ways. This is 5-point level in the Bhagavad Gita. That it says that at least with the senses, even if the mind is not there, even if I am not concentrated, at least chant. If I don't feel like doing it, at least go to the temple and bow down. So that is at least do the external thing. But that will also purify and gradually the internal will come. Sometimes we act our way to the feelings and sometimes we feel our way to the actions. That means sometimes I go to a temple, I don't feel like say dancing in kirtan or participating in kirtan. Start doing it, I raise my hands, I sing, and I start feeling like it. I act my way to the feelings. And sometimes we may feel our way to the actions. That means I just feel so happy, I want to sing. And I start singing, my hands go up and I start dancing, I start expressing bhakti. So it is not that two are separated, both are meant to be integrated, but in some situations only one might be there. Sometimes we may want to go to the temple, but there is some big work pressure which we can't avoid, there is some family pressure which we can't avoid. We may not be able to go to the temple, but at least in our heart we can remember Krishna. That is, we are not being able to do it externally, but at least we do it internally. So basically, our consciousness, as I said, the soul is here, the mind is here, the body is here. So ideally the soul's consciousness will go through the mind, through the body to Krishna. That means the soul, mind and body all are engaged in Krishna's service. That's why the body refers to seva, the mind refers to the bhakti. But sometimes if the mind is too much inattentive or distracted, at least the body should go towards Krishna. As we do the seva. Sometimes the body can't go towards Krishna, at least let the mind go towards Krishna. So that way we keep moving our consciousness towards Krishna. Okay? Thank you.